Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Not allowed to have those shows anymore. A&E took it away. Fox took it away. Long-running series. I see that former Obama czar around issues of the police, Dan, Dom Giordano Show, is being consulted now in all these police dramas that you see on TV. The only one that I have trust in, and I think that's going off air, is Blue Bloods. I think their brand, they wouldn't allow that suddenly, you know, it's all dirty cops and all that stuff. But I think this is the last season, maybe. All right, so 855-839-1210. We're playing that because last week we were thrilled and you reacted. We'll get the tab right now from Nick Gervais, who was with us, retired Philadelphia cop. He and others had this unbelievable idea. Let's put together a pack to raise money to put some semblance of a race with DAs and attorneys general across the country to challenge people like Larry Krasner, Jack Stolzheimer, and all these other Soros creations. Nick joins us again here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Nick, welcome in.
Good morning, Dom. Thanks for having me again.
Well, I tell you, last Friday, we were off to the races with this. We had one former Marine and cop who I don't think is a millionaire or anything, Nick, and you probably saw this, contribute $1,000.
Yeah,
it was stunning how people reacted. He got quite a response. So you were at about 750,000 last Friday. Where are you now?
So evil can only prevail when good people do nothing. And the good people of your audience, Dom, they came through in a big way. So within a week, we raised close to $15,000. Most of it being small dollar donations, which is absolutely incredible. It's humbling. A lot of them came to our P.O. box with letters attached. I had a few pretty much carbon copy letters, you could say, and it read pretty much, I'm paraphrasing, we're an 80-year-old couple. You know, we've never seen our country in this state of affairs. We're scared and worried about the future. We don't have much money, but this is what we could send. And we got a $5 check, some were $10 checks. I mean, these people are so concerned with the country and with the way our police officers are being treated that they don't even have any money to give, but they're giving what they can so they can help out. It's absolutely humbling and amazing. Your audience is fantastic. I love it.
Well, thank you. Thanks. And Dan helped to egg this on. What's your figure nationally, though? Is it 765 now, or were you getting other contributions nationally, Nick?
We were getting other contributions. We're creeping towards 800,000. And you have to keep in mind, we've only been around for about 5 weeks. We haven't spent a single dollar on advertising yet. We haven't went to one donor and solicited any kind of donations. This was all from people through the interviews we've done and Facebook promoting on our page, which is protectourpolicepack.org. You can catch us on Facebook and Twitter. And, you know, this is people stepping up for love of country and for their love of the police department and showing cops that, you know, that they are loved. And just to let your audience know, I talk to cops every day. I have friends and family that are on the force scattered throughout the Delaware County. They hear and see what's going on. They appreciate it. And the one cop said to me yesterday, you know, we don't have a voice because if we speak up, let him go, Larry Krasner will retaliate. And cops can't speak up when it comes to political issues.
Sure.
So we are the voice for the voiceless. You know, that goes for the police officers who can't speak. That goes for the citizens that support police officers, law and order, and love their country. You know, you're sitting at home, you don't know what to do, you're frustrated, you're angry, what's going on? So you can come to our website, donate, and help us take on the Soros and the Larry Krasners across the country. You know, Soros is a mega billionaire. It's a lot of money. It's an uphill battle. But, you know, I believe our citizens, our country is the majority, and we'll step up and do this in a big way.
Well, I believe that because even if you're outgunned as far as raw money, the message is so overwhelming. If you get enough of it out there and enough of a platform using that money, you're going to win. They can outspend you 10 to 1. But if they outspend you 100 to 0, then it becomes hard to win. The message is so clear, Nick. The response I'm getting to a column I wrote about a police rally in Doylestown versus the Black Lives Matter rally on the same day, it's unbelievable, right? The anger on people on the left at the paper, how dare they publish it. Have you endorsed anybody yet? Or are you now looking at various people and you're about ready to start grooming somebody for one of these races?
We've had over 40 candidates that reached out through our portal and our website for endorsements. We are vetting them as we speak, and within a couple of weeks, we will go public with our endorsements.
One in the Philadelphia area, possibly?
Absolutely. We're looking at a couple in Pennsylvania.
Excellent, excellent, because, you know, this is one of the worst imaginable. And, Nick, the other thing I encourage people to do, and we're seeing it, you don't need an elaborate rally. You can stand on the street corner with three or four other people holding up signs, honk, support the police.
Yes.
It inspires other people to know they're not the only ones who get this.
I love it. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. I mean, people are seeing what's going on, whether it's through social media. I've seen people standing, you know, like you said, three on a side with the flag, the black and white with the blue thin line, you know, waving for honks. It's fantastic. We have a newly formed group in Northeast Philadelphia by the 7th District. They go the last Tuesday, I believe, of every month, where they have a Blue Lives rally right in front of the 7th District. It's fantastic.
Yeah, ask them to contact me. We want to put them on the radar screen because you know what happens? That gives other people ideas that every other Tuesday, whatever, that they can do, Nick, they go and stand in front of another police station. Absolutely.
That's great, Dom. I'll put you in touch with their attorney.
Yeah, I'll put you on hold, and we'll get them on. Now, where do we go to contribute still? What's the best way to do this?
All right, so it's very important. Go to protectourpolicepac.org. I mean, you've seen what's going on in Philadelphia with Larry Let Him Go Krasner. He's giving murderers and violent felons sweet plea deals. We need McSwain to step in and actually provide justice for the citizens. People have died because of Larry Krasner. If he was not in office, people would be alive. People are being raped, sexually assault, robberies from re-offenders that he released from prison early. This is critical. He's almost, and you could say, a domestic terrorist. He's terrorizing the citizens of Philadelphia, and there are Larry Krasners across this country that we will take on and elect pro-police candidates. So you can catch us out on our website, protectourpolicepac.org, Facebook, Twitter, same handle.
And also you can go to protectourpolicepac, send it to, what's the post office box number?
16207, Philadelphia, PA. 19114.
Give us that again one more time, Nick, please.
P.O. Box 16207. It's Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19114.
All right, Nick, thank you. Please, whenever you can, give us an update on any developments. You have carte blanche. We're thrilled with what you're doing, and it's a mega success already. It's unheard of to bring in that kind of money in 5 weeks. Yes.
Yep, Dom, I just want to thank you wholeheartedly. What you've done for us is absolutely amazing. What you've done for the police department over all your years. I've been a listener for many years. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, Nick, to be continued, thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.